All right, Coach Rugley, let's go ahead and switch over to the girls' side of things now here for track and field. Where to begin? I mean, this girls' team was pretty phenomenal. Last year came up a little bit short, finishing second to Knob Noster, which had a good year. But you return a lot of those kids, Taya Allen and Jenna Kurtois, girls that have signed on to play at Maryville, and then Anna Heacock for Wichita State, and then Jordan Heacock at Missouri Southern State. So, there's a lot of great things to talk about this girls track and field team for you. So let's begin with the Maryville girls, Taya Allen, Jenna Kurtois, and your expectations from them this season.
Yeah, our expectations are high for those two young ladies. They've put in a lot of work in the off season, like we said about the young men. They love the sport of track. They generally love it. They love being a part of track. They love everything that goes with track. So that goes a very, very long way in being successful in anything that you do. You have to have that love and that passion for your sport. So, you know, Taya is a returning All-State medalist for us in the 100 hurdles as well as 300 hurdles. I fully expect for her to make a little run at an All-State, or the podium, I should say, at high jump. And then she was an All-Stater on our 4x1 relay team last year as well. So, you know, she's another multifaceted, multi-talented athlete that we have. We were talking about Tanner Davis, you know, earlier. She's just like him. She can do a little bit of everything, but she's really good at that little bit of everything that she does. And it's pretty neat to watch her compete in practice. She competes against herself, her teammates. She pushes our teammates. And it's neat to see that leadership come from her, that she's starting to come out of her for her senior season. And then Jenna is again, a very talented young lady who, you know, is a huge sprinter for us, 4x1, 4x2, open 1, 200. She's going to run in some fours, I think, this year as well. She's a great triple jumper as well as long jumper. She just missed going to state last year and triple jump really by a quarter of an inch, 37.4 and a quarter and 37.4 and a half got to state. And she's right there in long jump as well. So, you know, she's excited for her senior year. She's working hard in practice, again, taking on that leadership role. We've got a bunch of seniors on the boys' side as well as the girls' side that are taking on that leadership role for us this spring. So it's exciting to see them kind of just, you know, take charge of some things and take pride in what they're doing and continue to carry on this legacy that they're building, you know, here at our school. So it's pretty neat to see.
Yeah, most certainly is. And, you know, actually the 2018-19 calendar for sports for Jefferson all around has been pretty good with your football team and the volleyball team and the boys basketball team and a lot of seniors on these squads. And that's sort of what's helped lead to the success. And rolling that right into Anna Heacock and Jordan Heacock, I kind of feel like those two may have been the type of leader that you're looking for even as sophomores, and they've continued to have great success as well for you.
Yeah, they've got to have a great. They were a big part of our third place cross country team this fall as well. So by them having that year, that fall season in cross country, then carrying that over to everything that's going on in track and things like that, it's pretty neat to see that happen. You know, we've been very fortunate enough to bring in three state team plaques in the last 3 years, and we're hoping to bring another one this spring from a girls' track standpoint. Hopefully, the biggest one of the four that they give out at state competitions. So, you know, they're huge parts of that. They're huge parts of the success that we've had these past couple of years and being able to be a runner up 2 years in a row. And I know that they want to finish out with a bang. Anna right now is kind of battling a little bit of a foot injury that she got during her indoor season this winter, but she's walking fine. We're kind of doing some being smart with her because we want to make sure she's at her best whenever district and state competition comes around. So we're going to be making sure she gets into shape. She's prepared to defend her state championships that she got in the 100 hurdles, 300 hurdles last year. You know, it's one of those things where she may not run a hurdle race, to be honest, until conference or maybe districts. You know, it's just one of those things because we want to make sure that she's in shape and we're smart with that foot and so on and so forth. And then, you know, Jordan, again, just had a great fall for us, our cross-country team. And she's going to Missouri Southern, as you said earlier, And she's been just an anchor in our distance program for really 4 years, all 4 years. It really started to kind of go in her freshman year, and it has just continued to progressively get better each and every year from a cross-country standpoint and from a track standpoint. So she's an all-stater for us in the 2 mile and the mile. And, you know, we're going to expect that some speed stuff out of her from the eight and the fours as well. So, again, multifaceted girls. And whenever you can have that in a program, a lot of really good things can happen because you have so many options in so many different spots. So it's fun to be around. We're going to make sure that we enjoy this this year, and hope and pray that everybody gets through the year healthy, and we can have a lot of fun and excitement there at the end of the state championships.
And Coach Rugley, you can't forget about little Abby Chips, state qualifier in the 100 dash for you last season, and someone that, if you judged her by just her size alone, your judgments would be way off, because she's quite phenomenal and a great athlete, and does multi-sport athlete for you. When it comes to the 100 dash, obviously she'll sort of be the lead for you there. Again, coming off a state qualification from last season, who else do you have in the 100 dash? Do you have anyone else a part of that group along with Abby that can maybe make a run at sectionals or state?
Yeah, we're very fortunate in the fact that we've got some girls that can run. I mentioned Jenna Kurtois earlier, Caitlin Couture, which is crazy. It shows you how well she moves, how strong she is. She's a discus thrower who we believe can place at state, and then also a shot putter, but she can move really well too. So she's going to be in our 4x1, 4x2 type relays. And then we have a very solid group of freshmen. We've got about 15 freshman girls out this year, which is the biggest number we've had since I've been here. And Maddie Edmonds and Kirsten Van Deven have really shown a lot during practice, a lot of speed. Catherine Couture's sister, Peyton Couture, has also shown a lot of speed for us. She can run anywhere from a 1 to an 8, and that's something that you don't see very often, and be very competitive at doing so. So, again, we've got a lot of whenever I first started coaching track, which is showing my age a little bit here, about 14 years ago, I was always told if you have a lot of good 400 runners, you can be pretty successful. And we have a lot of 400-type kids that can run and be very successful in the 100s, the 200s, the 400s, and the 800 type events. And, that's not to mention also another senior, Kendall Brunzi, who we expect a lot of big things out of this year. She's an All-State medalist or her freshman year in our 4x8 team, and she's looking strong during the preseason workouts and things like that. So, again, we have a lot of options, and options are good, especially in the sport of track, and we have a lot of healthy, quality options from the girls' standpoint. We have legitimately about 36 out, and I feel comfortable with any of those 36 girls competing at a high level in any meet, and that's something that a lot of coaches can't say. So that's a testament to our girls and their work ethic and their attitude. And I really am excited about this season and for seasons to come for Jefferson Track and Field.
All right, very well. Coach Rugley, I just want to ask this sort of question because, you know, when it comes to a brand new season, there's always expectations that not only coaches put on players, but players, athletes put on themselves. And then there are some moments where someone can surprise you a little bit. So for Jefferson boys and girls track and field, I'm not asking you to go, you know, deep into a list of athletes, but maybe one from the boys, one from the girls that you're a good judge of talent. Give me maybe one boy and one girl that you feel like could not just surprise their own teammates and surprise themselves, but surprise Jefferson County this year.
Yeah, the boy that I think is a sleeper, and I don't know that he's a sleeper to us, and he's a senior, but I really think he's going to have a breakout year from a 400-type, 800, 200-type kid he can jump, is Colin Gosnell. He's working his tail off, and he's a long, lanky kid. And he's been, he worked with the Jets program this past summer, and he's continuing to get better each and every day. And he's a type of kid that I think that is to some people outside of our program could be a sleeper. They're going to say, well, where'd this kid come from? And, you know, he's a good looking kid, works his tail off. And, I think he's one of those. And then from a girl standpoint, I really think, we've got a couple freshmen, as I mentioned earlier. Maddie Edmonds, I think, can be a sleeper type girl who just kind of comes out of nowhere, a Peyton Couture. So I'm kind of giving you a couple names because I think they're going to surprise a lot of people that not necessarily know what's going on from their standpoint of them seeing them last year at the high school level. They just saw some of them, might have seen them at the junior high level and so on and so forth. So I think those type of girls are a Maddie Edmonds and a Peyton Couture could probably surprise some people to see how dynamic and how much they could probably help us out this spring.
All right. Well, Coach Rugley, I appreciate you pulling that off the top of your head. We didn't practice that, so you did a good job on the spot there.
I appreciate it.
Coach Rugley, as always, thank you for your time. Best of luck to the Jefferson boys and girls track teams this year.
Hey, greatly appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for everything you guys do for high school sports.
Very welcome. That is Alex Rugley, head coach of Jefferson boys and girls track and field, joining us here today on KJS Sports Talk.